Welcome everybody. Shir number 1035, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we are trying to finish up. We're trying to finish up from the Sharet Zion. We've been going through some of the Klolim right up in the beginning of the Sharet Zion. Now it's Simon Reish Yud Aleph, how he sets up very, very important Klolim in the halachas of Kadima Bebrachos, what is the right, correct order. So he says a very interesting thing. I don't know how often it comes up, but it's important to go through the point of it, how we see Shalem, how important is Shalem a complete item. So he just brings sort of like Agav Orcha, if you could call it. I don't know if you could say something in the Sharet Zion is Agav Orcha, but be it as it may. So he says like this, he says if a person has chitim and sa'irim, you have bread that's made out of wheat and bread that's made out of barley. I have two different type of breads, let's say, right? So he says, very interesting, that since we saw in the pasuk, that you have the pasuk says eretz chita usa'ira. So I have bread. I have bread made out of wheat. I have bread made out of barley. So you take first the bread. Let's say a person is making the suda or whatever, and for whatever reason they have barley bread also, bread made out of barley. So now since it's in the pasuk, it's from the seven things that are mentioned in the pasuk. So first comes wheat, and then comes barley mentioned in the pasuk. So as we know by now, right? You want to take what's first in the pasuk. First is wheat. The first thing after the first eretz is wheat. So we want to make the bracha hamotzi on bread made out of wheat. I have barley also. Okay, so you do that afterwards. But he brings down, interesting, from the Magen Avraham in Simen Kuf Samaches, which talks about all these different things in conjunction with bread and so on. We're not going to get into all that right now, but an interesting point, the Prusa Shel Chita, he says this in Sif Katan Gimel, the Sharet Zion Sif Katan Gimel, another important point, the Prusa Shel Chitin Ushleima, again, the prusa shel chitim, ushlema shel sa'irim. You have only a piece of wheat bread made out of wheat, a piece of regular bread, ushlema, but you have a complete roll that's made out of barley flour. Barley flour is complete, that roll, but you only have a piece of the, we're talking about during the week, not Shabbos, not Lechem Mishnah, that's not the issue right now at all. We're talking about it's complete, making a bracha on a sholem, how far it goes. So you have the complete chitim, the regular bread, and then, again, you have a piece of the regular bread, the chitim, the wheat, which is first in the pasuk, and you have the complete roll of bread made out of barley flour, that's complete. So which one do we say comes first? Midina haprusa adif. Midina, we know that according to the halacha, the broken piece will come first because it's first in the pasuk. We spoke about this the last few shiurim. What comes first in the pasuk with the fruits, right? Even though it's broken and it's not the complete fruit, you still make the bracha on that first. But he says very interesting thing as to how far we see we push the question of shalem. Umistama mishum dechitim deak. Akhtamekra, fine. So that's first. Who had in Linyanenu? Fine. Linyanenu meaning in reference to the fruits. Like we said, a half of a fruit comes first if it's on a higher level in the pasuk. V'ayim b'machtes shekel, he brings down from Kuf Samaches that a Yirish Shemayim, in the case of Chitim and Sa'ira, which we'll see, the Yirish Shemayim about say, al shteyem yachad, should make the bracha on both. On both the broken piece, right? The broken piece of regular bread made out of wheat flour, and the, again, not Shabbos, during the week. I don't want anybody to mix up. This has nothing to do with Lechem Mishnah. This is regular during the week. What should I take first, right? I have the complete, and I have the one that's first in the pasuk. Which piece of bread do I take first? So says the Sharet Zion, the Yerush Mamavasei, make the bracha on both of them. He brings this from the Machzis HaShekel in Kuf Samaches, which is not our simon, to make the bracha on both of them. Mestama hu adin len yenenu, the same thing would apply by us also. So he says, very interesting, the Magen Avraham says that's what one should do. In other words, if you have the little piece of chitim, since that comes first, take that. But you want also a complete piece, so you take the complete roll that's made out of barley flour and make the hamaitzi on both of them together. And there this virulei, the kaven, the min hadin, milas shiva adif. Since milas shiva comes adif, is before me milas hashalem, right? What comes first in the pasuk is before complete, or what is from the shiva saminim comes before a complete fruit, even though the Shivus Aminim is cut in half. Virakul Indian Suda's pass, but he says only over there by Suda's pass, do Ika Kaviya Suda, you make your Kaviya Suda, right? You're washing, you're going to bench, and the whole thing. You also want to have these shalims, how important it means, a complete piece of bread when you're washing, especially when you're washing, person's washing, you want to have something complete, right? You want to take a complete roll, a complete piece of bread. And that's something that's cut up as complete as could be. So important that we spoke about last time, the story from somebody, a friend of mine, his grandmother, how they spoke about by the funeral, that mama, she didn't know, she wasn't well versed in halacha, but she knew one thing. You make a bracha on bread. It has to be complete. You make a bracha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, make it complete. Do it the right way. Do it in the best possible manner. That's how we have to look at it. We have to do it in the best possible manner. We have to learn from these people. This is how we do it. The Yorei Shemayim Yoytzei Gam Ma'ilas HaShalem. That also you want to have the Shalem. How important the Shalem is. But what do you mean? The halacha is that the bread made out of wheat comes first. Yeah, but also Shalem, we don't want to lose that. Masha Ein Kein B'Peiros, he says, but when it comes to fruits, the Einei Ikasuda, since you're not being Kaveya Suda, Lai Hachmiru Kevin the Medina Malas Shiva Adif. Since Shiva, it really comes first, halachically, so that would this whole thing would not apply. You don't have to take both fruits and make a brach. You don't have to hold both fruits. You could hold the half of a fruit, right? You hold it in your right hand, the half of a grape, you make the bracha, and have in mind the other fruit that's not from the Shiva Saminim, even though it is complete. But when it comes to bread and washing and so on, you want to make the bracha on the Shalem, but the halacha is I have wheat bread and I have barley bread, wheat meaning wheat flour and barley flour, but so the wheat comes first, but it's only half, so take that. But I also want the shalem, the importance of making a complete bracha on a complete item, so I hold them together when I make the hamaitzi and make the bracha on both of them. But when it comes to fruits, you don't have to hold both fruits together. I don't have to hold the half a fruit and the complete fruit, because that has to do with fruits. But kaveya suda is the importance of Kaveya Suda. I want to have both the complete one and the one that comes first in the pasuk, so I hold them together. But the point is, what I want to say is today that we see how far this inyan, this halacha of shalem, the importance of making a bracha on a complete item. Thank you for listening. Atzlacha and bracha. Kol tuv.